We're back.
We're clapping it in.
The Outside Noise Show, episode 9. Here we are.
Episode 9 already. We're cruising.
All right.
Who would have thought?
Eddie, where are you coming to us from? People want to know.
Well, not Seattle. We're not in Santa Barbara anymore. We're coming to you from Cabo San Lucas. Mexico. Loved using the passport. So I got a little passport stamp. I was pretty pumped. Now down here in Cabo, I'm having a little little pregame drink to get ready for the night, a little sipper.
There we go. What do you got in that sipper there, Edward?
Yeah, so it's probably the worst drink I've ever drank in my entire life. But it's tequila, beer, lime, and I thought coconut was going to be what's going to kind of give me the chase, set it apart from the other things. Terrible. It's like coconut chunks. It's like – because I liked orange juice, but with the pulp, it's the coconut. I basically just pulped my own drink for no reason. I just pulped myself.
Wow, that just sounds terrible. Can you give me a rating, 1 to 10, on that drink?
It's a one.
Because if I could remind you, two or like last St. Patrick's Day, like a year ago, you had green juice and champagne as your green St. Patrick's Day drink, that got a 3.3 scale. Is this actually worse than that?
What was green juice?
Green juice is like the green, like you get it from the store. It's like spinach or whatever. Yeah.
I tried to get the healthy drink to like revive me for St. Friday's Day.
That was a 3.3.
I take it back then. I take it back. Because probably a 1 would be like throw up. Like your drinking throw up would probably be a 1.
Yeah.
Given saying that, I would say 2-2 then.
Okay, so this is still worse, though, than the green juice champagne mixture.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So you've got something on your hands right there.
It's bad, but hey.
Well, you'll put her down.
When in Cabo.
All right. Well, tell me more about Cabo, Ed.
It's day 4, I think, right now. I'm glad I'm only spending – I have 2 more days here. I'm glad I'm spending this amount of time versus last time I came sophomore year. I was here for 9 days, which was way too long. This time I have energy for every night, trying to go out every single night. So far I've succeeded with that. It's been a great time. Sun's been out every day. Loving to get the warmth coming from Seattle.
It's awesome. Has the dancing shirt made it into play?
That's crazy you just asked that. I have the dancing shirt was sitting behind the computer. So I have the dancing shirt in my hand right now.
Wow, just ready to throw that thing on?
It's come to play. It's probably going to come out.
How many nights? Has it been out yet?
It was out night 1. And then let's not tell anyone this, but I wore the exact same outfit for the last 2 nights. Underwear different. Different underwear. But the exact same shirt and the exact same shorts.
What about socks?
And different socks too. But
okay,
rocking the exact same shirt, exact same. I'm kind of running low on wear clothes. I've been gone, Trev, since I was with you in San Diego. I've been gone for now 20 something days from home, just traveling around. But yeah, so I'm running out of clothes, so I had to go back to back nights. The voice.
Did anyone call you out? Did anyone call you out for the same?
Okay, so
you got ahead of it.
I got ahead of it. So Cabo's been awesome, but you know what's even awesomer than Cabo? Trevor Talks had his 22nd birthday the other day.
Oh yeah, St. Patrick's Day, baby.
Yeah. On St.
Yeah, well, that was.
Yeah, tell me about your birthday. Well, tell us. Tell me about
it. It was so fun. It was such a good time. It was. It's great. It was on Sunday because I think last year. Was it a Friday or a Saturday? Because that was when we were in Slo for St. Friday's.
Yeah.
But either way, it was on a Sunday, so it was fun. It was still kind of weekend vibes. Went out at like 11, got home at 8, which is kind of nice because I woke up the next day at like 7 a.m., ready to rock and roll, ended up going to the beach. But anyway, my birthday was great, super fun, got to see a bunch of friends. You know, St. Patrick's Day is always a great time. I went to Pacific Beach. So I went to Flamingo Deck again, where we were a couple weeks ago.
I saw that. Yeah, Brooke. You guys FaceTime me when you guys are at Flamingo Deck.
Uh-huh. The best espresso martini I've ever had. The only espresso martini I like, Flamingo Deck.
A dangerous one.
But yeah, saw some friends of the show. Megan Foley, saw her, saw Jack Cardi. So some good friends of the show, good friends in general, great time. What's that at?
Do we like having the birthday on St. Patrick's Day? Do we like that or do we not like
that? I love it.
You love it?
No, it's great. It's like, there's always a party going on. People are already celebrating. March 17th. So every St. Patrick's Day, I'm rocking and rolling. It was great. Like my 21st birthday at St. Friday's was like perfect because I'm not like a guy that's going to go out of his way to be like, oh, it's my birthday. Like, let's plan something, you know? Like, I think a lot of guys like that.
Something planned.
It's something's already going on. It's just like, oh, it's my birthday. So it's great. It's super fun. It's definitely get free drinks or some. Yeah, exactly. No, but it's so fun. I loved it. I had a great time. I spent a lot of time with Brooke, which was great. And yeah, the next day I went to the beach, which is cool. It's a little post birthday beach time. And yeah, I loved it. Great birthday.
Sounds great.
Fantastic. Sounds birthday. Great. I got a little bit. My rave of the week is about my birthday a little bit. Not my birthday for me, but. So I don't want to say too much because I'm going to save a little bit for that rave of the week.
Keep it right here. Keep it right here. Yeah. Do we have anything else on the docket? I know we got March Madness coming up. Brackets are out, people. Pit brackets are out. I haven't looked at a bracket yet, which is very embarrassing and sad to me because usually I'm all over the brackets. But in Cabo, I haven't had time to fill out a bracket. So I don't even know.
We got to get them in by tomorrow for our – you got to get them by tomorrow for our group. Are you going to do one? The Jack?
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to try to do one for sure.
For the listeners, Eddie just gagged on his 2.2 beer, tequila, coconut mixture concoction. So
yeah.
He's straight.
Yeah, that was a full on.
It's an admirable effort, though, that you're getting this podcast out, Ed. I really appreciate it.
You know,
Cabo is tough for a week.
A dedication to the Outside Noise Show that at 5:10 in Cabo, I'm not on the beach. I'm out in the pool. I'm right here doing the Outside Noise Show.
Oh, yeah. All right, Ed. Well, we got into our banter. Let's get into one of our favorite segments, the Start Bench Cut segment of the week. Mind if I lead it off here?
You should, because mine might not make sense, but that's okay. So you should lead it off.
Oh, no, we love it. Whatever it's going to be, Ed, it's going to be fantastic. But here we go. So for my Start Bench Cut, this one came to me a couple days ago, and I think it's a great one because this is something that I've asked my friends before and a bunch of people, and honestly think is a very good question. But start one, bench one, cut one, having a personal chef, a personal driver, or a personal masseuse.
Wow. Personal chef, personal driver. Question.
Yeah.
Question. Am I paying for the food they're making? Am I paying for the gas they're driving me with? Or is that part of the deal?
I think it's part of the deal. It's part of the deal.
Part of the deal. Oof. Oof. Okay.
So basically, like, the personal chef, if you're at home, your food's free. And then a personal driver, wherever you want to go, they'll drive you.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay. Let me think about this for 1 second. Thinking. I'm going to go driver first.
Whoa, okay.
Driver first. You wouldn't have thought it. You wouldn't have thought it. Driver first.
Yeah, that would be my cut, personally.
And here's the one that's really going to throw you for a loop, because you're really not going to expect this one. You're not going to expect it.
All right.
Masseuse. I'm benching masseuse.
Oh, you're benching, and then you're going to cut this chef?
I'm cutting the chef, because I'm a great chef myself, and I love cooking. It kind of is soothing, and I like to cook. I'm cutting that chef. I'm starting the driver because driving, having someone to drive you anywhere you want for no gas, I can be like, oh, I'm in Seattle. Let's just drive to Chicago. Personal driver. Let's go. Like, I can go wherever.
Why do you want to go to Chicago, Ed?
I never been to Chicago. And the river was green for St. Patrick's Day.
Why not? And
that enticed me. That enticed me.
That's awesome. He could have driven you from Cobham to Chicago.
He could have right through Tijuana.
Yep.
Which also is closer to San Diego than you once told me. You kind of lied to me on the Outside Noise Show. If any listeners
remember that. What did I lie?
Yeah. You told me that Tijuana was far away from San Diego. In fact, it's very, very close.
No, I think what it was is where I'm from. far from Tijuana. And I said it was like a little over an hour. Because I'm not from San Diego. I'm from Orange County. So like in between LA and...
Yeah. Okay. We might have had a misunderstanding.
Okay, Edward.
We might have had a misunderstanding.
It's close to San Diego. It's very close to San Diego.
Jackson was like 10 minutes, 15 minutes away.
Not, I mean, maybe from like downtown San Diego. But not where from like where he's from. It'd be at least like 25.
Anyways. But Tijuana, very close to San Diego. Me and Trevor will be visiting there probably a couple times. Just to kind of see what's up.
They got good water slides.
And
crazy water slides.
Probably not good water, though, to drink.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't want to drink the water slide water. But bottled water is okay.
Not the water slide water. Well, bottled water is okay. But you don't want to drink the tap water. I've had some friends that have gone down from tap water.
Yes. That could give you the runs.
But yeah, so I'm starting the driver. And the masseuse, I'm benching the masseuse because my muscles are always super sore. And I'm always hurt. And that
could
use
that masseuse for the 10K challenge.
Oh yeah, so the masseuse, and after all the challenges I'm going to be having over the past couple, or well, excuse me, listeners, after the challenges I'm going to do over the next few years, I'm really going to need a masseuse. So get a lot of.
Oh yeah, well maybe that's how the Norwich Co. could finance that one of these days.
One day. One day.
Also, going back to the water, yes, Eddie, you don't really strike me as a guy that would be afraid of Mexico tap water. You strike me as a guy who'd be like, I'm fine. Like, I can do it. And you would just drink that tap water. Well, are you a little weary of the water?
There's ice. There's ice from I don't even really know where. So I'm drinking the ice.
Not
so
bottled water ice.
That works out. Yeah.
that makes sense.
I've been pinned down from the water situation multiple times, so I think my stomach's used to it at this point. You know, it got me in Peru and in Jordan, so I think
I'm bad
at this point.
Jordan was real bad.
Yeah, Jordan's bad. Jordan's bad.
You want to tell the listeners about what happened in Jordan, Edward?
Why not? So, Jordan. We were doing a hot air balloon over the Wadi Rum. This is when we saw, I've mentioned this previously, this is where we saw Dune 2 getting filmed. I wake up with the shivers. I'm shivering with the chills, sweating, just feel terrible. I know something's up. And Semester C had been warning us the whole time about this thing called the two-headed dragon. I'll get to that, what that is later. But basically, I had the two-headed dragon at this point. And I get on this car to go drive to the hot air balloon. I'm shaking, shivering, just knowing something's up, holding in some stuff. We get right off this car. I take two steps off, just barf for about 2-3 minutes. Just get everything out, or at least I thought, everything out. We take another little car to the actual hot air balloon in the middle of the desert. But I had to do something first before we got on that hot air balloon. And I ran.
You had to find a big old rock.
I ran about 150 yards, 200 yards behind a big rock to do some business behind the rock. And then I did probably the worst thing in the entire world I could have done in that moment. I put myself in a box hundreds of feet in the air. And I needed to get everything out of my body. My body was having a freak out attack, throwing up, just coming out the other end as well, unfortunately. And I was up on this hot air balloon, just like, what have I done? What have I done to myself? I was in this worst situation I think I've ever been in my life. I like the pain that I was experiencing up on the hot air balloon. I didn't take one photo the entire time. My head was down. I had my hands on the rails with my head down the entire hot air balloon. Paid like $150 for this thing. Just didn't even get to see the view. Didn't see it.
The greatest thing.
Didn't care at all.
The greatest thing. So when we had got there, Eddie didn't say a word. He just started running to the desert when we got out of the truck. And then we kind of assumed like, oh, that's, I think we know why he's going behind a big rock. But the worst part was, kind of forgot about that because we're going over this huge, beautiful desert, like where they filmed Dune. It's during the sunrise. And at one point I look over because we're in a hot air balloon and has four quadrants. And each corner we had, I think we had 12 girls and four guys. So each corner had three girls with one guy. And I remember looking across the hot air balloon and seeing Eddie, pale white face, looking straight down, not looking over at the view, looking at the like at his feet. And he just looked like he was hurting. He was in a real, real bad way.
I was just counting.
Like,
I was
also like counting. To add, were you in white linen pants as well?
I was.
You was in white linen pants.
Good thing that didn't have any effect on the white pants. Were not stained at all. Let's just say that.
No, but watching him, and then when we land after like an hour of being in the air, this thing wasn't even on the ground yet. Like, it was still like bouncing because they don't really land smooth. They kind of bounce and eventually slow down. Eddie jumps out before we even stop. And
the guy was screaming at me. He was so pissed. He goes, "No, no." I just looked at him. I'm like, "Dude, you do not know what I just went through mentally on that thing. I need to get out of here." And I got out of there and I found another little sand dune and I did my business. But you know what the worst part was? When I was over on the sand dune running or doing whatever, the guy who then had all the rest of our friends in this big pickup truck drives like 5 feet away from me as I'm behind this dune. So there's like 15 people that are staring directly at me as I'm squatting in the desert. And I motion at them like, "Move away."
You didn't even have to motion because we were like 10 feet away from you. You just go, "Can you tell him to drive a little further?" Because it's three guys and 12 girls sitting in the back of a truck just looking at like 75% of Eddie's body, like the 75% up, and he's just squatted over in the desert. Then when he drove away, he only drove another like 20 thinking? Feet. Like, we
what is hurt it. Yeah. He sees this poor kid like in the desert. He's like, "You know what? I'm gonna get his friends a little close up for this." What the hell?
Gosh. Oh, Tim. No. Well, that was the Eddie hot air balloon story.
Shout out, Grace Flagg was a very nice person. Lent me her pashmina to use.
To slop it up.
And that is still in the desert somewhere.
You're wearing that same shirt too. He's wearing the shirt right now, but he has a red tank top that says, "Who's got it better than us? Nobody." And that whole time he's not air balloon. That's what he was wearing.
I would say in the entire world, when I was in the hot air balloon, I had to have been worst top like 500 in the entire world of like people's pain / places to be. But I was wearing a shirt. "Who's got it better than us? Nobody." Little did I know, everybody had it better than me. Every single person had it better than me. Just very, very ironic, you could say.
Oh my gosh. What are the odds that you pooped your pants that hot air balloon, Ed? Like, if you did it, if you had to do that 10 times over again, you think you would poop your pants?
Dude. Yeah. I like was basically blacked out with pain because it was more the pain. My body just like ached. And yes, I probably, yeah, I don't know. I tried to not think about it, but I did make it through clean as a whistle. So, yeah, I was definitely mentally scarred though, for sure.
Yeah. Lesser men would have not made it through clean. I'll tell you that, yeah. Edward.
I was fully thinking of going off the side of the hot air balloon. That thought crossed my mind many times. I think I asked the girls in my unit, like, "Guys, like, what happens if I have to go? Like, where do I go? It's gonna have to happen." I also was not scared of the heights at all. Like, not even one bit of my brain was worried about the heights.
You would have just hung that thing off the side and let it go.
Fully. I would have been, "All right, grab my hands. I'm sticking it off and letting it rip." Watch out. Watch out, Dune 2 crew. Timmy Chalamet's taking some off the face.
Giant worms, the least they're worries when Eddie's in the sky.
Yeah. Jeez.
Oh, no. God. Oh, no. Okay. Yeah. Let's get back to track there. Let's get back. Yeah. We're getting
that was back a little... That was a little side quest, you could say.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Yeah, that's one of my favorite things ever. I feel so bad you're in so much pain, but it's just the best story ever.
So much pain. Okay, so yeah, so that was your start bench chat.
Yeah, what do you got for me? I don't do...
Okay.
If it's having to poop my pants with a hot air balloon, I'm going to cut it.
Let's just say I didn't have a lot of time to create this one. The fact that I'm even doing this right now, pretty proud of myself. But here's my start bench cut that I came up with 2 minutes before the show.
All right.
Socks. Like the things you put on your feet. Trevor looks confused after I said socks. Socks.
I understand what a sock is. It just
seemed like I had never heard of
I'm just curious where you're going with this. What do you say? Socks, underwear, and belt?
Socks, Christmas Eve, or movies?
What?
Start, bench, cut.
Socks, Christmas Eve, or movies?
Yeah. But like socks, like if you don't pick socks, if you like, let's say you cut socks, you can never wear them. Like you just don't have socks. So you have to wear Raw Dog your shoes.
So last week you had me selling playing with balls, and this week you're having me sell Raw Dogging. Is that what we're going with here?
With no socks is what I was trying to say. Yeah.
Okay.
So socks, Christmas Eve, and movies.
Okay. Well, I like, you mean you put me in a tough spot here, Ed. These are all things that I feel like I enjoy having in my life. None of these I want to cut, but
yeah,
I think I'm going to have to start socks because I don't want to raw dog my shoes, but I also want to play with balls. I then will bench. Wait. With socks. Oh, I'm going to bench movies and then I'll cut Christmas Eve because at this age, Christmas isn't that. It's still fun. It's fun to like get people stuff. But I think if I was like 12, my list would be different. But I think at this point,
okay,
I could get rid of Christmas Eve because it's not like when you're a kid, that's some crazy anticipation. You're so excited. But now it's not as much anticipation, you know. And I like movies.
When did you find out Santa wasn't real? When did you find out Santa wasn't
real? Are we just going to put that out in the world, Edward? Do we want to be the people that break that news?
Oh God. I mean,
we got plenty of listeners. That's a noise show, Edward.
That are under 10.
Are you?
You know, it'd be terrible.
Are you willing to take that risk? Some
kid, like 2 years from now, like goes and listens to the show, and we spoiled it for them. I'd be so.
Why we? You? That's what I'm saying, Edward. That's a sacred topic there.
Oh God. Okay. Never mind. Santa is real. Leprechauns are real. I know Trev knows it. Trev actually knows personally a couple tooth fairies. So.
What is that supposed to mean? Look, wipe that grin off your face. Talking about. Oh my gosh. Okay. But yeah, I mean, I'm starting socks, benching movies, and cutting Christmas Eve. Suck at Christmas Eve.
Okay. Christmas Eve gets cut.
That's a wild. I'm
a start bench cut.
Throw it out there. Yeah. Okay, before we move on too far, Ed, we have to keep the lights on for the show. The Outside Noise Show needs a sponsor. Always We've do. Got a sponsor.
Always do.
We are sponsored this week by Dunkin'. It's not great, but it's Dunkin'. So thank you, Dunkin' Donuts, for sponsoring the show. We really appreciate it.
Yep. Dunkin' okay. Coffee. It's not great, but it works.
Their wraps are frozen. Okay, moving on. Sorry, Duncan. They signed us to a one-show deal, so, you know, whatever. All right, okay. We're moving on to...
Excuse me.
Edward! Kid show. It's a kid show.
Yeah, kid show.
Oh, my Excuse God. Me. It's getting off the rails Sorry, here. Mom. Okay, we're moving on to the guy in the corner questions. This is...
Oh God!
One of my favorite segments. This is a great segment.
Didn't have a segment last week. Didn't have it.
I think last 2 weeks we didn't have it because last week we had Serena Scoops on the show.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, shout out.
It's been 2 weeks. That question in the corner. People have been losing their minds. They want Questions in the Corner back, so we're bringing them back for the people, of course, and because I personally love them. I don't think Eddie likes them very much because
they typically
come for Ed. Ed usually does not come out unscathed. Ed gets exposed. He gets a little beat up in this segment, but it's okay. We've got two Guy in the Corner questions this week. And obviously the Guy in the Corner has been listening to the show. So
let's
hear these things. All right. Here we go. Number one question from the corner is, who is the most influential person since Jesus Christ and why? Edward, I'm going to let you take the reins here. What do we got?
That's a softball. Why is he throwing his softballs today?
I don't know.
We already talked about this. I'm pretty sure we already talked about this on the show.
Last episode, but, actually.
Yeah, last episode. So I don't know if Guy in the Corner is listening. But right now, I don't know. But the person who it will be Elon Musk. For sure, 100%. He's taking people to Mars. And why is that, Edward? He's taking people to Mars. He's doing tunnels under cities to reduce traffic. Obviously, Tesla. Everyone knows about Tesla. SpaceX. We're going to the moon.
Neuralink.
What's this other thing he does? Oh, yeah. He has satellites that have to give Wi-Fi for the entire world. That's going to happen. On our semester at Sea Voyage for the first half, we had Wi-Fi because
was
of him.
Starlink? Yeah. Was it Starlink? Is that what it's called?
Exactly. So he has his hand in so many pots that are so influential. I think he will – the other person that actually will be close, I think, because he's so young and just has the biggest audience in the whole world, Mr. Beast, will be probably close second.
Yeah, Mr. Beast, that's crazy. But what's he really influencing? Squid Games? What's he really doing? He's smart. He's just – yeah, I guess
the charity he's doing, he – one of the things that he said he wants to do, which I think would be insane, is like once he gets enough money, which he for sure will, is to just end world hunger. Like literally just do it. Like figure out a way to just like end it, which would be pretty crazy. Like that would be so influential. Like what? Ending? That's
wild.
Such a crazy concept, but he could do it.
I don't know too much about the Mr. Beast, but he sounds cool. That sounds sick. I didn't know he was doing that stuff. I just always knew that he did like the Squid Games in real life or like how long can you stay buried in a coffin for. Like, that's pretty wild. Yeah, no, but
he does a lot more.
Definitely generating some cash flow.
Yeah, he just signed a deal for Amazon. He's coming out with a new show on Amazon Prime. The winner gets $5 million.
Whoa, we should sign up.
Yeah. Oh, should we tell the audience what we're going to sign up for?
Yeah, let's do it. So, let's take the reins here because it was your idea.
Trevor Talks and Eddie Eats will be participating on The Amazing Race, hopefully. I'm also signing up with my mom as well. So we'll see who they pick. But I don't want to get with my mom because she's terrible at The Amazing Race. Sorry, Mom. you would be awful.
Ben Daddy's catching strays here, Ed. What did Ben Daddy ever do to you?
It's okay. I've been telling this to her face. It would be fun to do with her, but we would have no chance of winning. Just even just like the simple stuff of like running from place to place. Like she's 60 years old. Like she is a good runner, but she's not that good a runner.
Jeez, I'd give her a chance. I mean,
sorry, Ben Dad. No, she thinks she has a chance. Gosh. She's all excited, so excited to do the interview. And
you're gonna shoot her down.
But the thing is, like, I feel like me and my mom could get picked for the show just because. It's like, oh, mother-son duo, you know? Like, I feel like it would be too easy for me and Trevor Talks to take this thing down. Amazing Race.
Yeah, I think we'd smoke it, Ed. I'm excited about it, but that's great. We got another Guy in the Corner question here. So question number two. This one's just going to make you upset. Question number two from the corner. How many eggs does the FDA suggest eating daily, and are there any concerns with Eddie Eats because of his current diet?
So this is a big question. Everyone thinks you're not supposed to have that many eggs. However, I've read many studies, many reports. You're fine to just eat as many eggs as you want. People think it's bad for your cholesterol. Two things about that. It's good cholesterol you're eating, one. Two, there's a bunch of stuff that says you can't really eat your cholesterol. Your cholesterol doesn't have as much to do with eating your cholesterol as they once thought. So, yeah, I think I'm totally fine eating eggs, as many as I want. We'll talk about this on the Eddie Eats segment
later. This is a great transition because we're now going straight into the Eddie Eats segment of the week. And I'd like to start it off with a prompt. A prompt of the Eddie Eats segment of the week, because I've been hearing a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and I want to get to the bottom of this. How many days have you been in Cabo, Ed?
Let's see. I think three.
So three full days in Cabo?
This will be my third full day. Nope.
Okay, this will be...
This is my fourth day. So I've had three full days.
So take three full days.
This will be my third full day. Sorry. This will be my third full day.
Yeah. So this will be your third full day. You've got 2.5 days, let's say. What is the Eddie egg count for the 2.5 days you've been in Cabo? How many eggs have you yourself, Edward, consumed?
So this is a number. This is probably like when Joe asked – when Guy in the Corner asked the question about the amount of eggs. I don't know who Joe is. Guy in the Corner asking the question about the eggs. I definitely am eating too many right now. I will say that. But they are healthier than the FDA, whatever thinks. Having said that, I'm at 44 currently. And I'm going to have 4 more after the show to get me to 48. And that probably is too much.
Why are you eating so much? Because I talked to you a couple days ago and you said it's because no one's controlling you.
Yeah, there's you no said one something here to like supervise that. My food intake or like there's just – I have no set like thing. I don't have to go to dinner. I don't have to. No one's making my meals back at home. Like at Fiji, no one's like I don't have a cook making me anything, so I can just do really whatever I want.
And so, Eddie doing whatever he wants is eating 48 eggs in 3 days.
Oh yeah, and of course like avocados too.
Do you enjoy this? Like this?
I'm thrilled every meal. Like literally right after this, I'm just gonna go have 4 more and just be, or probably 6 more. Just be so hyped.
Dude is living the dream.
The dream. There's a market right outside our store. I've had the same routine every day. I wake up, little quick workout, sauna, right to the store for my dozen eggs for the day, or maybe more. and get my dozen eggs, load them up, and then I've just been crushing eggs. Love it. I've had avocado center. Amazing. Yeah.
You know the price of avocados.
Listen to this.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Dude, that's the one thing about Mexico, too, is I don't know what I'm paying for in terms of money. I just, because it's all in pesos, I don't know what's happening. It's like I'm not even spending money. Like today was at Walmart. They would not even give you a range of what I spent there. Could have been 30, could have been 80. I will say this though, when I went to the market, actually this is part of my rage, so I'm gonna save it. But yeah, it's been bad. It's been bad.
There's no clue.
Just like just tap when you're ready. Tap. All right, yep. F me.
Like a dozen eggs, 5 avocados.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god.
2,000 potatoes. 2,000.
They probably think you're feeding like a whole family.
Little do they know.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay, so 44 eggs. Okay. Anything else you want to give to me on that Eat segment, Ed?
Oh, yes. Proud of myself.
Oh, you know why? Good.
Trev, you know me. You know me, and I know you. We drunk eat big time.
Yeah, we do indulge.
Guess who has gone out to the clubs 3 straight nights and has come home and not eaten a thing?
Seriously?
They might have to start calling me Eddie Not Eats. Because he is
Are
not
you kidding
eating
me? Well, it's because you've eaten all your eggs for the day and the market's closed?
No, I don't know. Maybe I'm drinking all out of my calories, but I don't know. I'm just like, hey, I got another day tomorrow. I've been on my game. I've been sharp. Because usually when I wake up after I just eat a bunch of the night before, I kind of like, oh, why'd I do that? I feel kind of bad, blah, blah, blah. I've been dialed. Wake up, workout, sauna, eggs, workout sauna, eggs, workout sauna, eggs, dance, 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 workout sauna, eggs, dance. Like that's the story of my life right now. It's just dance, eggs, and sauna and ocean.
You know? How's the dancing been in Cabo? Are there any dancing highlights?
Oh, dude, I was up on the table fully like above ever. It was the best thing. I was up on this table just going as hard as one could go dancing. There are some videos that I'll send you that are pretty awesome.
Oh my gosh. That's going fantastic, hard.
Ed. It's going hard.
How many steps did you get last night?
Yeah, so I woke up with 9,000 steps. And that was just, I woke up with that. So that means like after 12, I had 9,000 steps. which was, and I guess what? I wasn't walking anywhere. I was just a dancing. That's all I was doing. Just a lot of steps. So I was getting about 3,500 to 4,000 steps an hour during my dance window, which was about a 3-hour window. So, yeah.
It's crazy after all that burn and fuel, you didn't come back and eat some fuel back up.
I know. That's why I said I was proud of myself. Because usually I'll come up when I'm drunk. I'm like, oh, I just whatever did how many steps. I can afford to smack down some air fryer
avocados, chicken. Avocados, tortilla chips. With
the Trev back in the thing. Yeah. But hey, eggs. I've been a good boy. I've been a good boy so far.
Well, I've been a real good boy. Oh, gosh. Well, I've been a naughty boy, Ed.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've been real naughty. I was going to save this for my Rage of the Week, but I have another Rage of the Week, so I'm going to throw this in the Eddie Eats segment of the week.
Yeah, tap into the Eddie Eats segment. Actually, it should be the Eddie Not Eats segment.
And the Trevor Eats. I made a huge mistake. I made a big error.
Oh, no.
So I went golfing on Friday. A little birthday round, great time. Played 36 holes. It was gnarly. 36 holes.
What?
Couple beverages. And after, this was on Friday.
Okay.
Pre-birthday round. But playing around, it was great. 36 holes, couple beverages. And after, decided that fried hot chicken was what I wanted to eat. Big mistake. I've never eaten hot chicken. It was a different one. It was like a different San Diego thing. But huge mistake. This has never been the right call ever in my life with my body, and I know that, but for whatever reason, did it. Woke up the next day, felt awful. Like stomach in shambles, just the worst. Like I just ate a bunch of greasy, hot chicken, terrible for me. Just couldn't be worse. Next day, go out, what do I get? Dave's Hot Chicken, Pacific Beach.
Oh.
I don't know what I was thinking, but it was same thing again. The worst thing is, ate it, went to sleep, woke up 3 a.m., ate another hot chicken sandwich because I ordered three. And I had never felt so awful in my life. I woke up the next day, it felt like a bomb went off inside of my body. I was furious with myself. It was probably, this was worse than the $35 McDonald's that I didn't eat. I wish I just ordered the chicken, didn't even touch it. Looking back on that now, I'm happy to eat McDonald's. Oh my gosh, this was terrible. I just wrecked my body. So bad. Huge error on my part. I got to learn. I got to be better. But back-to-back days, hot chicken was one of my – that's probably my low. That's probably my low of munch, of you know, eating.
Wow.
My midnight
eats. Maybe I left my post-drinking eating habits with you in San Diego.
Yeah, the seven Rice Krispie treats in one night pales in comparison to
the best was when we were in Tampa and we'd wait for the girls to go to bed.
we'd
make eye contact with this girl, like nod our heads like, oh yeah, like we're about to just eat so much.
You start cutting avocados, I'm gonna put the chicken in the air fryer. Love that.
It's a well oiled machine in the kitchen. Just right,
we know exactly right what we're doing.
Right when the girls, the door shut, it was just game on.
Like, get the Dijon mustard. The boys are going to town.
The microwave was going, the air fryer was going, the stove was going.
Oh, yeah.
Insane.
Plastic was burning, smoke was in the air. Oh, that was fantastic.
Same thing with Vegas too. Vegas was the same story.
Yeah.
But we didn't have to watch out. We didn't have to wait for the girls to go to bed though.
The coast was always clear.
The coast was clear. Probably too much of the time. The coast is clear over in Vegas.
Yeah, too much is not good for us. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Chrissy.
Thank you, Chrissy. Big friend of the show.
Big friend of the show.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So transition to that Eat segment of the week. Let's get into our hot dish of the week, because even though I made some mistakes, I also made some great calls. You mind if I get started here, Edward?
You do, because I just have to think of my hot dish of the week. So you go.
Okay. My hot dish of the week, this is something that I never knew was a thing. And I know I do this all the time, but I have to go with another dip, because I love dips and I love when they're healthy dips. Eddie, don't give me that face. I don't need that.
No.
You like you said dip.
You said dip and then you said healthy dip, and I kind of perked up.
Yeah, you perked up. You did perk up.
My ears perked up. When you said dip, I was like, oh, another dip? He's done three dips now. But then I, boop, instant perk up.
Okay, this is my hot dish of the week, and this is what I like.
That's right.
So I was at Trader Joe's. You can find me there most days of the week because I love grocery stores. I'm a Ralph's guy. I'm tried and true. I'm with Ralph. If it comes down to it, I'm going with Ralph. But Trader Joe's is walking distance from where I live. So I'll ride my skateboard over there and get like a couple little things. I don't do my main haul at Trader Joe's. I do my main haul at Ralph's or Costco. But I was at Trader Joe's because I love Trader Joe's. And I think Trader Joe's has great specialty items, obviously. But anyway, I'm at Trader Joe's and I'm looking through the dip aisle because I'm a sucker for some dip. I love the dips. You know it. They're my hot dishes a lot of the weeks. And I come across something that just catches my little eye. It is spinach and kale Greek yogurt dip. It doesn't sound like anything crazy, but what it reminded me of is spinach and artichoke dip, which I really like, but I'm being a bad boy if I'm eating that, which I am some of the time. But spinach and kale Greek yogurt dip, it's like 30 calories for 2 tablespoons. I have been putting on everything. I've been taking steak. I get steak, cut it up, and I dip my steak in it. And it is bomb. It's so good. I've been putting on like chicken too, anything. Just lop it on there. And it's honestly kind of high protein because Greek yogurt's good protein.
Whoa.
But it is bomb. It moistens the food. It's delicious. Especially if I botch the steak, which I typically do because I don't pay attention. But you just throw that on there, don't even matter. It's just the steak is now a vessel for the spinach and kale Greek yogurt dip. If you haven't had it, I could not suggest it more. It's fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So another dip. So it's almost like you're finding a new dip every week and then just like putting all your food in that dip and then finding
It went from – it was the tzatziki, then it was the blue agave sriracha. Yeah. No, yeah. It's always a new dip. Like, it's the honey. It was the honey too.
I have a question though. Do you forget about your old dips, or do you like still have your other dips, or do you just every dip for the new week you're just like you're all in on the one, or do you still kind of mix in the others?
So the naughty thing about Trevor Talks, I typically overindulge in whatever dip I have, so it's kind of perfect for the podcast because by the next week I'm already on a new dip because if I get something I like, I'm putting it on everything. Like tzatziki dip, put that on everything, burned it out. Sriracha, burned it out. The honey, burned it out. Now I'm on the spinach and kale. But the good thing about this is because it was like my birthday weekend and stuff and I was out a lot, I wasn't really eating a lot here at home. So I only really had that spinach and kale thing like once. So I'm still hot on it. So honestly, by the next week, I might still be on it. But, you know, then I come up with a new hot dish and that's fine.
We may have to change this to dip of the week, Trev.
Trev's dip. I mean, I just love it. It's my hot dish. I got to be true to myself. Hey, it's honestly my most exciting thing. Let's see what you got. I feel like you're going to have something a little special from Mexico. I mean, you've only been eating eggs, actually.
So the only thing I've had outside of eggs since I've been here is we went out to dinner the first night, and I was looking through the menu. I wanted a little omega-3s. I wanted some fish. And I see one of my old dishes that I had a lot this last December, the Peruvian ceviche.
Oh, okay. Ceviche. So,
That was ceviche. So that was a familiar dish for me because I was just in Peru and I had a lot of that when I was there. So, yo, hey, I'm going to have a little slice of that vacation. And I got the Peruvian ceviche. And for people who don't know what that is, that's raw fish cut up. And it was great. Different seasonings on there. There was some – I don't really remember what
else
was
in there. You put lime on it because the lime kind of cooks it, right? Like
ooh, a lime. Exactly. It was very citrusy. Cooked. There was a lot of other stuff in there. I'm trying to remember what else was in there. Some like cilantro for sure. Some other
– a little bit of onion, possibly tomato. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. So that was in there. But yeah, great dish. That's also kind of the only option I have for hot dish of the week other than my eggs thing because that's all I've been having. But yeah, so Peruvian ceviche.
What do you enjoy more? Your last egg session that you had, like your 44th egg you ate, or that Peruvian ceviche? What gave you more enjoyment?
For sure. Eggs. Not even close. Eggs.
That's wild.
Eggs. That's why it's like, why do I go out to dinner anymore? I can just stay home and just either eat dough. Oh, listen to this, Trev.
Oh, no. I know it's coming here. Is it about stinking it up? Yes.
Yeah.
Poor roommates.
I got two things of salmon at the Walmart today, and I came back, and it's in the freezer right now.
Oh, no.
I haven't made it yet, but I'm going to.
How do you plan on thawing those up? Because we know from last week's episode, you kind of messed up the thaw last time with the ground beef.
They are in the freezer right now. So I'm going to take them out. I'll probably just put them out outside for a little bit. They're packaged in a little plastic, put them outside. And then we do have a grill, which is outside, so it won't stink up the place. So that's my game plan. So yeah.
That's a great call. But all right.
Honestly, well, I might not even audible away from the egg. I might just stick with the eggs and just say,
Sorry,
salmon.
Okay, Ed. That's crazy. All right. Well, we did our hot dish of the week. It's come to the point in the show. Rage and rave of the week.
Oh,
so we wrap it up every week. We're going to start with rage and we end with our raves. We can end on a nice high note. Eddie, do you have a rage of the week or am I going to get into mine?
I'll go with my rage of the week.
All right, let's hear it.
So everyone knows here in Cabo, the sun is hot. There's a big UV. UV gets to like 9 or 10 or whatever. So as a white person that is very fair-skinned coming from Seattle
I can
get sunburned pretty easily. And I need this thing called sunscreen. Pretty bad. So I go to the store to buy some sunscreen, and I ended up spending $138 is what I found out it was.
On sunscreen?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many pesos is that?
I got this hat, this Cabo hat made of cork, my favorite hat of the round, made of cork. It floats. And I got two things of sunscreen and obviously some eggs and avocado, but $138 for that. I was blown away. Blown away.
How much sunscreen did you buy?
For one spray, just two things, for one spray bottle of sunscreen, $40 for just a simple spray, like the cheapest one, $40.
Whoa.
Because they know. They know that you need it. So they can charge whatever they want because you're going to have to buy it or else you're just going to die out there, out in the sun. Kind of messed up. So that's my crazy.
Yeah, they rinsed you there. Mm-hmm. Don't know how much the eggs cost, but they're invaluable. So.
Oh, yeah. That's – we call that an economic turn of – Trevor, what is it?
Sunk cost?
Elastic. Inelastic.
Oh, yeah. It's inelastic cost. Doesn't matter. Inelastic.
Yeah.
You just – doesn't. It's like gasoline and water, baby. Pop. Yeah.
It's like gasoline or water. Gasoline, water, eggs. Bang.
It's basically sunk cost because you're going to eat them. All right. That's a great rage of the week, Ed. That's wild. I didn't know sunscreen was that expensive. My rage of the week, it was going to be the hot chicken because that was just awful. But this is another thing that I've noticed, and it really got brought to my attention on Saturday night when I went out for a little birthday dinner. Improper faucet placement in restaurant bathrooms. I don't know who's designing these sinks and if they're even trying to use them. But I swear, like, when I go to these restaurants, even at school sometimes, some of these sink faucets, I don't even know how I'm supposed to get my hands underneath them without touching, like, the porcelain bottom. And then when I get them there, it just spills water all over the sink because there's no space. Like, I don't have enough room to get my hands under it. And it just makes a mess. I feel like an idiot. I'd straight up soap my hands up, washed them like halfway, and I was like, I'm over this. Because I was just getting water everywhere, just took a towel, wiped the soap off. I was like, you know what? I don't need this because it was bothering me. And I've just noticed at a bunch of different restaurants, and I just don't understand, like, who's designing these sinks? Can we get a little more testing done before we put them in these like nice fancy restaurants? Because it's just making a mess and it's bugging me. And I don't want to touch the sink when I'm washing my hands. That ruins the whole hand washing experience because I don't know what's going into these sinks. You know, there's plenty of people doing gosh knows what in these restaurants. I don't want to be touching porcelain. No. So fix the sinks, then I'll wash my hands. That's my rant.
I could not agree with this more. I've been in so many restaurants. Yeah, you're trying to wash your hands, you can't even fit them in there. It's like, how do they not engineer these? About like, who's designing these? Like,
I don't know. And then they give me a sword on the sensors. Those are just baloney. I hate the sensors too. You put your hands under it, doesn't go. You pull your hands out, starts running. Sinks. Ridiculous. Someone just figure sinks out. Can someone just figure out sinks? That'd be great.
Yeah. Hey.
You know what sinks I do like? You know what sinks I do like? It's the porta potty sinks. The ones where you kind of pump it with your foot. Those are always deep. Those are always got the water going. I mean, no, they're great. If I don't think the restaurant sinks should just do that. Ooh. Get a little foot pump going. I can pump the water. I don't need to touch anything with my hands. I like that.
I like the foot pump aspect. I hate the porta potty ones though, because you don't know where that.
I'm saying I like the engineering. I like the engineering of that better than these stupid expensive sinks that got me touching the porcelain and got me not getting my hands wet, leaving the soap all over my hands, feeling like a dummy. So that's my rage of the week, is improper faucet placement and overall fancy restaurant sinks.
I love it. I love it. All right. You want to hit us with your rage?
All right. Yes. Yeah. So my rave.
Your rave. Yeah.
My rave of the week, I kind of got a little two-pop here. First off, UV rays. Kind of similar to yours, how you're saying sunscreen, but UV rays. I went to the beach on Monday. Skipped all my classes. Went to the beach. And it just felt so good to get in the sun. It was kind of my first time getting like a nice tan, I felt like, laying out on the beach. I went with my girlfriend. She was all fired up to tan. She brought her tanning oil. I used tanning oil for the first time because I was like, you know what? Like, I could use a little more bronze here. And it was great. I mean, got in the sun, swam around. I swam through this big crack in the rocks in the ocean. It was great. Love the beach. There was a bunch of dogs down there playing around. But UV rays in specific. Because I love feeling that sun. It made me feel good. I think it does something good in your brain. It gets you all happy and all fired up. But that's my first half of my rave of the week. And my second half of my rave of the week is with my friends. In specific, my girlfriend. So Brooke put together this awesome birthday video for me. And it was like 50 of my friends all being like, happy birthday, Trevor. And it was the nicest thing ever. It was the coolest gift, like something so unique that I've never experienced before. And it was just so cool to see all my friends. And it was just so nice. It made me so happy. And on the second half of that, my roommates. I don't know if people are going to realize this, but my roommates got me a gift. And it is a microphone. So hopefully my audio is sounding pretty good on this podcast. And hopefully it's just a gift that keeps on giving. But I'm super excited. It's awesome. And yeah, so that's my rave of the week. Great week.
Love that. Love that. Yeah, that video was fun to film. I filmed it on the beach for Trevor. I can't believe 50 people. That must have been a pretty long video. How long was the video?
It was like 21 minutes or something like that.
21 minutes.
Yeah, I went on my phone. It's awesome.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
It was watching everyone. My grandparents were in it. Like, Sester C friends were in it. Friends from home. Friends from school. So it was just, it was great. Everyone.
How did she get all these? How did she get all the numbers?
She's just the best. That's how, I guess. But it was great.
There you go.
Love it. Shout out to Brooke. Do you want to close it out with the rave of the week? Yeah, shout out, Brooke.
Okay. So my rave. Or sorry, my rave.
Yeah, rave. My rave of the week
is two things. kind of similar. Yeah. Oh, God, we're kind of chopping up here at the end. The audio's kind of getting messed up. It's okay. We are going ocean because of Santa Barbara, because of San Diego and Cabo. The ocean has been part of my life every day of the last 3 weeks. Could not love it more. I saw dolphins in Santa Barbara. I saw dolphins with Trev in San Diego. Now here in Cabo, ocean, looking at the ocean off the deck every day. I love the ocean. I lived on the ocean for 4 months. I love the ocean so much. It's just like I cannot imagine living somewhere not being near the ocean.
So that's awesome. Ocean, well, that's like for one, yeah, go keep going.
Right. My other little mini rave was I texted Trevor Toxtis right off the bat. Immediately I texted him. I was able to do my first chest workout in a year, and I was so pumped. Made me feel so happy to be able to use some chest muscles.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad you got a little chest workout in. I mean, did it feel good? Like you felt totally fine? That's great.
Great. I mean, definitely it's like a little bit tense, but like I could get through it at least. So I was super excited about that. Couldn't have been happier.
Was it in Cabo?
Especially in Cabo. Like I can't believe it worked in Cabo. Yeah. Yeah.
Dang. Yeah, you probably get a little more pep in your step walking down that beach after a little chest workout. Maybe a little buys and tries thrown in there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So well, today I didn't get the workout in, but last 2 days I did. It was awesome.
Well, that's great, Ed. Well, I think it was a great show. I mean, it's a little bit spur of the moment. We had to get at Eddie's in Cabo, obviously, so it's tough to record, but I'm glad we could get that in. I think it's still a great episode. I think that's some good banter in there with some stories. Wi-Fi's not ideal, but you know, we're doing what we can to get the shot to the people.
We can.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully we'll get the 10K video edited soon. We'll try to get that out as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah. We're working on it. It is in the works. Clips are getting in. They're getting all put in there. It's a big process. I mean, 10K challenge, it's not a small venture. It's a big deal. And yeah, well, I think that was a great episode, Ed. Can't wait to get one out next week.
Good stuff.
And I hope everyone enjoyed listening. All right. Talk to you soon.
Have fun with Marsh Madness.
Yep. Yeah.